Hi, friend. Today on the podcast, we are talking about feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and exhausted. And if that is you, I want you to consider this undiagnosed condition that is super, super common in women, but really not talked about that much. I want to, as we dive in, I will be sharing with you the beginnings of my struggles with adrenal fatigue. And I want you to ask yourself, is this sounding a little bit like me? Is this a little bit like my life? Because I have had multiple calls in just the last few weeks of women that are struggling with this consistent tiredness, but they think it's something else. And I would be willing to bet that you have been struggling for a few years with your own fatigue issues. And as you are in perimenopause or menopause, or you could be smack dab in the middle of it if you're not entering or escaping, but you might be thinking it's an imbalance in your hormones, right? Like your estrogen, your progesterone is either too high or too low, and it's all hormonal. You could be thinking it is all your hormones. There's nothing you can do about it. You have to wait it out. You do not have to wait it out for anything. But in reality, it could be a dysfunction in your stress hormones. So yes, hormonal, but also related to stress. So likely this would be caused by adrenal fatigue from the stress in your life. So you see how it's all connected. I've always taught how the body is all connected. God created us brilliantly, and we can't compartmentalize our health, right? We have to look at the entire piece of the puzzle, all pieces of the puzzle, and find out what is the missing link, what is not right, get to that root cause. So as you will hear, this can take years to become clear if this is not addressed, right? It can take years to even know if you have adrenal fatigue. So I really hope that sharing my story helps you to know that, number one, you're not alone. You're not imagining your symptoms. You're not crazy. And you need to be your own best advocate for your health. And you can really get some much needed support and help to navigate just through all of that conflicting health advice to find what works for you and your body. Okay? So turn this up while you are driving home or fixing dinner. You will not need to take notes for this episode, but I know that this will give you a bit of encouragement today that you are not alone. As a Christian working woman over 40, are you struggling with consistently low energy and tiredness, but sick of the confusing midlife info out there? Are you tired of that menopausal belly bloat and worried you will always have that annoying brain fog feeling? Been there. But right here is where you get clarity and hope through biblical and holistic health solutions. Hi, I'm Michelle, holistic health coach and fellow midlifer. As the heartbeat of your home, decide right now in this season to partner with God with discipline, intentionality, and commitment to changing your life at midlife. If you're ready to stop chasing the world's way of health and be your healthiest whole self with more energy and less brain fog than you have had in a while, then you're in the right place. Grab your herbal tea, Bible, notebook, and pen, and let's treasure your wellness. Okay, before I just jump into talking about adrenal fatigue, which I absolutely could because I love to talk about this, you need to understand my backstory. You need to understand what brought me to adrenal fatigue. You need to understand just kind of where I was at in my life without going into, of course, all the details. So as you listen, just think about your own life, your own journey in your health, and see if you can relate at all. So in my 20s, I used to have migraines. And it's pretty common, right? You know, I mean, especially back then, it would just be, you just kind of take a pill, right? Life was busy. So honestly, Excedrin became my friend. I mean, at that time, I could take Excedrin, but actually over time, I started reacting to all amphetamines. And so I learned that later on. But in my 20s, Excedrin was my friend. And I would have daily headaches, but I would also have migraines, and usually they were once or twice a month. Well, when I turned 30, we began that 3-year journey to get to the bottom of why our daughter was so sick. It never should have taken 3 years for the medical professionals to help us figure out what was wrong with her, but it did. And my mama instinct at the time really was correct, but my theory was always rejected. Now, I realize this was over 20 years ago, and so they did what they could at that time, and also knowing that doctors have no nutritional training at all. So, well, they get like a few hour class maybe, but they're truly not trained in nutrition. So if you know the story, it did turn out that yes, food indeed was her problem. And after turning towards holistic medicine, we found that out. Like, I had to leave conventional medicine and leave the state really even and find somebody that could truly, truly help our daughter. And that is what started my passion for holistic health. That's when I really kind of like, wow, my eyes were opened. There was a whole other world of natural medicine that I didn't really think about prior to this. So around 35 or so, I was still having migraines. I still had my IBS. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say Excedrin and Motrin and Imodium AD, they were always close by. They were always in my purse. And around that time, other things were starting to come up, right? Small things at first began that snowball effect of feeling badly just on a regular basis, right? That just every day, it was like Groundhog Day. Every day was the same, and I just did not feel good. And the biggest thing seemed to be just my complete fatigue, just lack of energy, total exhaustion. Why was I so exhausted by 3 p.m. every day? That 2 to 3 o'clock slump was horrible for me. Why did I seem to use up all of my energy by 12 o'clock noon and then feel completely tanked after that? Why wouldn't my brain work the way it should? I mean, I was in my 30s. I shouldn't be forgetting things already in my 30s, and yet it was happening. What was up with the daily headaches? I mean, like I said earlier, I was having at least 1 to 2 migraines a month, but I was having daily headaches. Now, I suffered with digestion issues and migraines for many years, thinking that this was my life. I'd actually been told on a couple of occasions that I just had to live with it. Yeah, that was nice, right? But I would always wake up feeling tired and achy. And I never slept great to begin with. So it was just that light sleeping. I just would never really sleep very well. But I always woke up just so tired and always so achy. So I did what most of us do when we start feeling like this, right? We start thinking that we need to work out. So I started working out even more. I started working out 6 days a week, mostly for my mental health, because at that time, I really needed some me time. I already wasn't feeling good physically, and it was starting to affect me mentally. So I thought, okay, I need me time. I'm going to start working out more, and I'm going to put a boundary around this time, and I am going to cherish and honor this time. But honestly, I was also hoping I would gain some energy, because I had none. But here's the thing. Working out 6 days a week, I didn't feel much better. Like, I really didn't. I wasn't losing weight. I wasn't losing my bloated belly. I wasn't gaining energy. I wasn't gaining better sleep. In fact, working out 6 days a week was really hard. It was really hard to push myself to work out. I mean, I was doing cardio. I was doing some weights. Weights was never really my thing back then. And I was power walking. And I really enjoyed the power walking because it wasn't as hard to me as that intense cardio workout that I was doing, that video I was following along with. But yet, I thought the intense cardio was better for me. I thought that that's what I needed to overcome this exhaustion, you know, to start feeling better, to do all the things, right? Lose weight, lose that bloated tummy, start sleeping better, start feeling better, have more energy. I mean, I was in my 30s and cardio was always the big exercise that was encouraged, right? I mean, that's just what it was at that time. And throughout all of that, after not being a coffee drinker for most of my life, it began to creep in. First, it was as a nice treat after Sunday church. Then it became Saturday mornings too. Then it was every single day. And then plus, I began reaching for that afternoon cup of coffee or soda to get me through until bedtime. Now, I'm a very disciplined person, and it's just my nature. I'm just kind of wired that way. And I say I get it from my dad, but I never allowed myself more than one can of soda a day. And so I would time my soda habit for that 2 to 3 p.m. slump if I wasn't having coffee or something, because I needed something to get me through until bedtime. There was no time for napping. I mean, there was no time, you know, working, child duties, activities, events, all of that. There was no time. Except for, I remember some Sunday afternoons I would take a nap while the family was watching football. But even then, oh my goodness, it would backfire on me because I would sleep too long and then I would wake up groggy and irritable, my poor family. But, and then I remember that I would actually wake up and make a pot of coffee. It was crazy. But I did notice that drinking coffee made me so sleepy. So on the days that I wasn't taking a nap, like I would have that coffee thinking, well, let me just have another cup. But it wasn't helping. It was doing the opposite of what it should do. And so I was really starting to think at that point in my life that my fatigue, my achy joints, my foggy brain was going to be my life. Like, here I am, 35, and I feel like total crap. And I have so much more life to live. But I thought that that was my life. And it really bothered me. Because I had already dealt with a wonky stomach and digestion issues for my whole life. And now this was happening. I was still young. Like, why was Imodium AD for my IBS and Excedrin for my migraines becoming my best friends? I mean, if I felt this bad in my late 30s, how in the world would I feel in my 40s and 50s? And of course, essentially, I had no idea that I was hurting myself on a daily basis with what I was taking in, what I was eating, what I was doing. But I really thought I was doing all good things for my body. I didn't get that connection that what I was putting into my body was having that immediate effect on my health. It was impacting my energy levels, my mood, my digestion, my sleep. It was just affecting everything. Okay, well, right around this time, fast forward a couple of years, I went back to school for nutrition. I am still so, so grateful to the Lord for setting me on this path. I began a journey to get to the bottom of my health concerns. I knew that something wasn't right. And so I used this time to help myself. I learned to listen to my body instead of just demanding that it do what I wanted it to do, right? Hello, we act like we are these robots sometimes, like we can just do and keep on pushing. And I realized how vital the right kind of food was and is for my body. I realized how brilliantly my body was designed and how I needed to treat it with the respect that it deserved if I expected it to function optimally. And as I began this journey, it all began to make sense. The fact that I would skip lunch to cram in errands and then grab a Happy Meal on the way to carpool. A Happy Meal was a treat, guys. Like, that is crazy to me, but it was a treat back then. And then, of course, I'm wondering why my stomach is killing me and why I am so exhausted and I'm wanting to take a nap in the carpool line. Or, you'll love this, or I thought I was healthier by coming home. I thought I was being healthier, making a better choice. And in a lot of ways, I kind of was. But I would nuke a Hot Pocket and grab a Diet Dr. Pepper. Remember that 2-3 o'clock slump. I worked part-time at that time, so I was able to come home and pick up my kids from school. And I would grab a Diet Dr. Pepper and a Hot Pocket on the way to carpool. And either way, I felt horrible. And I definitely paid for it. So most of us have a wake-up call when it comes to our health. Most of us have that come to Jesus moment, right? Where we have to face that something's not right. And we need to make adjustments. We need to make some changes. And for a lot of us, it's a health scare or a diagnosis or something that shows up as a shadow on an exam, on a test or something. And for me, like, I remember I was driving home around 2 p.m. Remember, that was my horrible time. I was so tired and I was really having a hard time keeping my eyes open. It was winter. And so the sun beating in the car just made the car feel really warm and it did not help my tiredness at all. And I was just really having a hard time keeping my eyes open. And this had happened so many times before, but for some reason this time I was really struggling. Maybe it's because I had the McDonald's. I don't know. I don't know what I ate that day. But what was scary was I was so sleepy, I didn't think things through, like, hey, chick, open the window, you know, like get some fresh air. Like, I just didn't think of that. Like, that day, and I don't really remember what happened. I think I finally did. Like, I remember turning a corner, coming up to a stop sign, and then that kind of jolted me a little bit into the fact of I did open my window and got some fresh air and all that. But that day was definitely my wake-up call. I mean, again, 2 to 3 p.m. slump, like, I could literally take a nap in the carpool line sometimes. And one time, I remember, I really did. I didn't just, like, lean my seat back. I drove a minivan, and I remember one day I felt so exceptionally horrible that I got in the back seat of the van because I got to carpool so early that, like, I knew I would have at least 30 minutes before they even started the process. And so I went into the back seat and I laid down, and I did. I dozed off, and that's just crazy to me. But anyway, that I did that. I think I only did that once or twice. But here's the thing, guys. When I would go to my GYN for my yearly physical and I would talk to her about my fatigue, she would brush it off every single time. These are some things I would hear. Oh, you're just such a busy mom. It's just this time in your life. It'll get better. As the kids get older, it'll get better. Your labs look fine. Everything looks fine. Platitudes. I would just get platitudes, right? Very unhelpful information. This did not help me. And so then this goes on for a little while and I begin having heart palpitations consistently, like daily heart palpitations. So then she took more notice, but she only focused on my heart. So I wore a heart monitor for a week or so, but everything looked normal. Now, you know how I feel about that word normal. Just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal. Okay. So, and what is normal anyway? But I'll go into that another time with functional ranges versus conventional lab ranges. But it was never my heart. It really was my adrenals. But no one suggested that. I don't think it even occurred to any of the doctors that I saw. But fortunately, with God's help, as I was studying all about the body and nutrition, I became my own guinea pig because that's how I am. And I began making changes. Okay. Because if nobody else was going to help me or they couldn't help me, it became all up to me. And I have that personality where I'm just going to go and do and get it done. And I'm going to find the answers. So I linked arms with God and I began the process of learning what my body needed for it to function at its best. At the optimal level, not just halfway to get through the day, not just three quarters of a way so that I felt human. No, I wanted to feel amazing again. I wanted to feel like I did in my 20s, not my sleep deprived 20s when I was having babies, but in my 20s when I could run around and chase the kids and play with the kids. And I just had so much energy because I was still too young to feel like crap. I just felt like total crap, and I knew that that was not right. So it was during my training that I was able to finally put a name to my consistent fatigue and exhaustion. Guys, this blew my mind. It wasn't just being a mom or working too much and juggling all the things. There was a legit reason why I had constant tiredness. I used to think it was because I stayed up too late. I worked a lot of hours. I felt ragged all through the day with all that I was juggling with work, the house, husband, kids, their activities, service, all that stuff, right? And then I started thinking it was my excess sugar and caffeine intake. Because after all, sugar and caffeine was my go-to most days, right? At that time, I suffered from busyness syndrome. Who has busyness syndrome? Are you raising your hand? Where I was always doing. And as a result, I had a very hard time being still, really relaxing, except for that nap after church when I could grab one because I couldn't get one every week. Getting through a two-hour movie with a family was torture, honestly. I was always thinking I had to multitask because I was more productive when I did that, right? Used to drive my family crazy. And this was without that extreme pull of social media and email and everything living on our phones, right? And yes, busyness will exhaust you. Caffeine and sugar will drain you. But just as there was a reason why my daughter was so sick and the professionals couldn't help her, because they weren't digging deep enough to get to the root cause, they were putting band-aids on her symptoms to cover them up. There was a reason why I was struggling so much. I discovered that I was in adrenal distress. My adrenals were suffering. They were functioning in a lowered state. And really, the correct term is hypoandrenia. So think low adrenal function. Whenever you hear hypo, that's low. So hypoandrenia is what happens when your adrenal glands are not functioning optimally. They produce cortisol, which is the body's most important stress hormone. But when the adrenals get overworked trying to produce that cortisol, they can become overstimulated, which then leads to an inconsistent or simply just a lower amount of cortisol being produced. This happens a lot, especially when severe stress is present. Okay, but here's the thing about adrenal fatigue or hypoandrenia. Adrenal fatigue is largely unrecognized by our conventional medical establishment. They simply don't believe it exists. And I have heard this myself, adrenals can't get fatigued. Which with my training, with my knowledge now, and with me living through it, that is an irresponsible statement. To have no belief that chronic stress can affect the adrenals at all, that is irresponsible. The body is all connected. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are designed for all systems to work together in unity for our good, for our well-being. Natural, holistic, and functional medical doctors and practitioners understand this, but our conventional medical establishment does not. And because of that, adrenal fatigue is one of the most underdiagnosed illnesses in the U.S. So much so that up to 80% of adult Americans suffer from some form, some level of adrenal fatigue because there are stages. And I'll get into that in another episode. And adrenal fatigue is considered a 21st century syndrome. Why? Think about it. We suffer from busyness syndrome. The stress levels in our lives off the charts. And so, yeah, this could be you. You could have symptoms of adrenal fatigue. So my journey that I went through that brought just such a strong desire in me to help other women feel amazing in their own bodies and really get to that root cause. Not put band-aids on the problem. Not put band-aids on your symptoms. Not keep guessing and guessing and guessing. No, let's get to the root cause and let's find out what you need, what your body needs. Because I know how hard it can be to take care of yourself while doing everything for everyone else. And when you are doing your just duty of going to get tested and getting your physical and talking about your symptoms and getting those lab results back, and it keeps getting covered up with a band-aid, you start to think it's just you, right? And maybe it's all in my head. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me because after all, they are the experts, right? But know this, my friend, this is so important for you to remember. In our current medical model, the same model that does not recognize adrenal fatigue as a problem, a person is often two-thirds sick before a diagnosis is made. Talk about irresponsible too, right? I mean, that's just unbelievable. That blows my mind. Do you want to be two-thirds sick before a diagnosis is made over what's going on? No, of course not. But that is what's happening again and again and again. This is why when you don't get the answers you're looking for, I am always encouraging you to be your own best advocate for your health. You know when something is not right. Do not keep kicking the lab test can down the road until you get a diagnosis. Because oftentimes that creates even more problems, right? And more illness. So this is why you need to trust yourself. Trust your God-given instinct about your own health and take it back. That fatigue that you think is just because you are entering menopause, you don't have to just live with it. That daily tiredness that steals all your joy from your work, the work that you used to love to do, you can get your joy back. The consistently low energy you have each week, and you think it's because you're traveling for work that week, or you're traveling to care for your aging parents, or whatever it is, right? You actually can feel better and boost your low energy levels, even while still doing what you have to do and want to do. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be this way. You do not have to keep waiting for a diagnosis. You will have to make some drastic changes when it gets to that point. But you can take back your midlife health right now, and you can get to the reason why you are feeling like crap and so exhausted. It doesn't have to be this way. There is a better way. Now, I will be sharing more information about this very undiagnosed yet incredibly important condition in the next few weeks. And I want to invite you, if you have really resonated with my story and you are looking for answers over your own fatigue, you're asking yourself now, like, do I have adrenal fatigue? How can I know? What can I do? I have opened up additional spots this week for a clarity call where you can get clear on your tired triggers, or if you already know what they are, what your next step should be. Because you may not have been officially diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, but I am willing to bet it is a real reality in your life. And I promise you, there is something you can do about it. There is always hope. God wants his best for you, and he wants you to be in good health. And so I leave you with this verse that you've heard me say many times. 3 John 2, beloved, I pray that in every way you may prosper and enjoy good health as your soul also prospers. Father, thank you for the journey that you have had me on. Thank you that I've had to live through some things, Lord, so that I can then help your other daughters as well. Lord, may you speak to your daughter listening right now. Just whisper into her spirit, Lord, where changes need to be made, where answers need to be found, where you want more for her, Father. And we thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friend. I hope it challenged you, encouraged you, and stretched you in some way. If it did, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who has been praying for a breakthrough in her whole health? Also, it would bless me so much if you would pop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a quick review to let me know how much you are liking the content and to help other women just like you find the show. Treasured Wellness can also be found on Christian Mix 106 and Radio Free America online streaming radio stations. So check out those two amazing platforms. One more thing, come on over to our Facebook community, Holistic Health for Christian Women Over 40. I would love to see you there. Until next time, remember, you are a beautiful treasure.